The knowledge of Islam is precious like gold, because keys to success this knowledge does hold. The knowledge of Islam is precious like gold, because keys to success this knowledge does hold.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Our beloved Prophet صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم has said, anyone who recites Durood upon me once, Allah Azza wa Jal sends 10 mercies upon him. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The viewers of Madri channel, Hazrat Umar bin Abdul Aziz radiallahu ta'ala anhu was a caliph of Islam. It is said that one boy from his street beat his son. Now, people caught that boy and then they brought him in front of wife of Hazrat Umar bin Abdul Aziz radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hazrat Umar bin Abdul Aziz radiallahu ta'ala anhu that time was also at home. When he heard noise, he came out and he asked what happened. So people told him that this boy beat your son. In the meantime, a woman came and she was crying and shouting. When she was asked, she told that I am mother of this boy and this boy is orphan. Hazrat Umar bin Abdul Aziz radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked that woman, does your son receive any scholarship from government because he is orphan? That woman said no. Then Hazrat Umar bin Abdul Aziz radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked his assistant to write name of that boy in that list in which names of other boys and people are written who receive scholarship from the government. Dear Islamic brothers, this story is really thought provoking. In this sense, that imagine you are in the position of Umar bin Abdul Aziz radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and a boy bullies your son and then hits him. And now that boy is in front of you. What would be your behavior? Allahu Akbar. Now see the attitude of Hazrat Umar bin Abdul Aziz radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was caliph of that time. He was Amirul Mumineen that time and he had every power to do whatever he wanted to do. But still, he not only forgave that boy, but he also fixed a certain amount of money as a scholarship for that boy. Dear viewers of Madni channel, Islam is a complete code of life which covers each and every matter of a Muslim, right from his childhood, right from his birth till death and departure from this world. Islam is not only the name of beliefs and creeds, but there are some other aspects of Islam as well. There are worshipping, there are manners of life, there are muasharat, meaning our relationships with other fellow Muslims in the society. Then there are interactions, meaning the matters of trade and business and employment. And then a very important part, and that is akhlaq-e-batni, meaning attributes and qualities of our heart. So dear viewers of Madri channel, a Muslim can only become a perfect Muslim when he cares for all these aspects of Islam. Inshallah, our today's topic is going to be about the manners and then especially the relationship of us with other fellow Muslims. Let's go to Mufti Sahib and ask him first question of the day. Mufti Sahib, I mean, as you have mentioned that ibadat is also one part of our religion, then interaction with other people in form of business transactions and trades and then many other things. So what people might be thinking that according to our understanding, Islam was only, you know, worshipping and then certain beliefs. But according to your answers, which we listened to in last silsila, you have presented us a very broad and vast Islam in front of us. So my question is that is it compulsory for each and every one of us to act upon all these things, and all these things are equally important, or there are some things which are more important than others?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As you say, in the common understanding of the people, Islam is limited into beliefs and some certain worships. But knowledgeable people and scholars and who have Islamic knowledge, they know Islam is not too much limited. Islam is a vast and comprehensive religion, and all these things are the commandments of Islam. As that person who has studied the Holy Quran with understanding, or who is the habitual of reading Islamic books, so he knows everything is in Islam regarding worships and muamalat and akhlaqiyat and muasharat and manners and beliefs. So now the question that all these are equal or there is difference in the importance. So in many ways, many things are equal to each other, but there is a difference in importance as well. For example, beliefs are the most important things. Without belief, no thing is accepted in the court of Allah. No worship, no manners, and no akhlaqiyat, and no spiritual qualities. Anything, everything is unaccepted in the court of Allah if a person doesn't have belief. As Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned in the Holy Quran, مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً. Whosoever does good deed, whether he is male or female, and he is mu'min, وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ, and he is mu'min, فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً, we will grant him pure life, we will grant him better life. So وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ is condition for the acceptance of good deeds. So in the light of this ayah and in the light of the other commandments of Quran and Hadith, we say that beliefs are the most important things. After that, worships. So worships are the beauty and the purpose of life. These are the beauty and purpose of life. And through worships, we strengthen our relation with Allah Azza wa Jal. We get close to Allah Azza wa Jal through these worships. So in that way, worships are very important. And four worships are obligatory, as every Muslim knows: Salat, Zakat, Hajj, and Siyam. And other than that, recitation of the Quran is also very beautiful worship. And similarly, remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. So the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal is also the purpose of our life. And that would be the quality of every Muslim. That would be the part of the routine life of a Muslim. After that, as transactions and interactions in monetary matters or in other matters which are called muamalat, then muasharat, how do we behave with our fellow Muslim, how do we behave with our parents and wives and children and neighbors and the people of the society. So there are many obligations in all these types of the commandments of Sharia. Some are farz, some are wajibat, some are desirable things. For example, in the matter of business, some things are very important. We have to abstain from interest, we have to abstain from taking bribe, we have to abstain from deceiving other people, or we have to abstain from false swears. So we have to abstain from these things, and these are fard upon us to abstain from these. Similarly, and in the matter of muasharat, how do we behave with our parents? So how many things are fard regarding the service of our parents? That would be fard upon us. To fulfill the rights of our wives, some rights are fard to fulfill, some are wajib, and some are desirable, some are sunnahs. And how do we behave with our neighbors? So we are not allowed to tease our neighbors, we are not allowed to deceive our neighbors, we are not allowed to do any wrong things with our neighbors and colleagues and the people of society. So all these things are farz or wajibat, and some things are desirable and some things are undesirable. And in the matter of akhlaq, means spiritual qualities, so sincerity is first, having trust in Allah is first, some portion of that is first, and some kinds of that are not first. Those would be sunnah, those would be desirable. Similarly, in the matter of paying gratitude and showing patience and love with Allah Azza wa Jal, so at certain extent, that is first. So some qualities of the heart are first, some are sunnah, some are desirable. There are certain levels in everything. There are levels and ranks in tawakkul and in shukr and in sabr. So some are farz, some are sunnah, some are desirable. So we can learn in the light of this detail, in the light of this explanation, as there are some farz in worships. Similarly, there are some farz in transaction, in business and in employment as well. Means that some commandments to follow, some commandments are farz. In the matter of akhlaq, there are some farz. In the matter of muasharah, there are some farz. So in that way, there are farz, wajibat, sunan and mustahabbat in each of these kinds. Yeah, the matter of manners, as far as the matter of manners is concerned, so mostly manners are sunnah, are desirable things. So in that way, we can say the most important thing is our beliefs. Then worships are very important. But there are many other things which are equal to worships in importance. As the qualities of heart, which belongs to akhlaq, so many of them are first. Sincerity is first. And being free from arrogance and jealousy and envy and distrust in Allah, that is first. So now in that way, these things are equal to worships. So in that way, there are similarities between worships and akhlaq and transactions and interactions. And manners are at the last. So there is a sequence in the importance of these things. But we have been commanded to follow all the commandments of Sharia in all these kinds. As we have to have good beliefs in Allah, in angels, in prophets, in the Day of Judgment, in books of Allah, in the prophets of Allah. Similarly, we have been commanded to perform all the worships which are obligatory upon us. And similarly, we have been commanded to follow the commandments of Sharia in the matter of business and employment. And similarly, we have been commanded to follow the commandments of Sharia in the matters of muasharat. We have to provide our services to our parents. We have to fulfill the rights of our wives and children. We have to fulfill the rights of our neighbors. We are not allowed to tease any person without any Sharia permission. So we have been commanded to follow the commandments of Sharia in this regard as well. And as far as the manners, so manners basically, that is the beauty of our life. The more manner we will adopt and we will show in our life will be more beautiful.
The viewers of Madani Channel, as you know that Islam is a complete code of life, and Islam guides us in each and every moment of our life. Then there is another thing which we must keep in our mind, and that is that Muslim is not only Muslim inside the masjid and inside his home, but when he is in marketplace, still he is a Muslim. And all the obligations and farz or wajibat are compulsory for him, come upon him when he is in marketplace. When a Muslim is traveling on the road, still he is a Muslim, and if there are some obligations, he will have to fulfill. And if we see the life of our pious predecessors, we will see that they were true example of Islam, not only in masjid, but outside of the masjid as well. Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu's justice shows that he was a very just person, and then he would follow Islamic commandments outside of masjid as well. If we see the example of Hazrat Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, we will see at the one hand, he is the most perfect worshipper of his time, but on the other hand, we will see him in the form of a wonderful businessman as well, who also pays special attention to his worldly life and earns a lot, and then that spends in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu was on the one hand worshipper of Allah Azza wa Jal and lover of Allah Azza wa Jal. In his nights he used to remain awake for worship, but on the other side he was a wonderful military officer as well and king as well when he would go to the battlefield. Hazrat Ubaidullah bin Ahrar rahmatullahi ta'ala was asked that, tell me any incident which you think is the most amazing incident of your life. He said that once I was in Bukhara in a marketplace and I saw someone who was making a deal of 70,000 silver or gold coins. He was making a very big deal, but when I focused upon his heart, I saw that his heart was not negligent of Allah Azza wa Jal even for a single moment. Meaning, his heart was busy in the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal as well, while he was making a big business deal with someone. Reviewers of Madreen channel, it means we are Muslim wherever we are, and there are some obligations and responsibilities which come upon our shoulder, not only in masjid but at home, in marketplace and any other place where we go. So we must fulfill all those obligations as well. Acha, Mufti Sahib, there are two things. Husne Maasharat, Maasharat meaning our relationship with others. We prove to be very beneficial individuals of our society in whatever capacity we are. If we are sons, so the responsibilities which come upon our shoulder regarding the parents, if one is wife, then regarding the husband, if one is father, then regarding the children. So maasharat and then manners, how to eat, how to sleep, how to drink. So all these things, I mean, as we have discussed, are the portions and parts of Islam. So what I want to know, that don't you think that nowadays people, they are much worried about their worships and they have forgotten the importance of maasharat, relationships with others, and then the manners of life as well?
People are many kinds.
Yes.
Some people focus upon, usually they focus upon only manners. So in manners they are very good, and they fulfill, they show manners from every act of their life. And some people emphasize upon worships, and there are some people who emphasize only beliefs. So they don't care regarding worships, regarding manners, regarding akhlaq and muasharat and any other thing. So basically, that is not the complete understanding of Islam. There is a lack of understanding in that. As I have mentioned, all these things are in the Holy Quran, and there are commandments of Allah Azza wa Jal regarding everything. So that's why we have to follow the whole Islam, not the portion of one Islam. And that is another thing which had been criticized in the Holy Quran, that you will believe only in the one portion of the book of Allah and you will leave the other one. So it means we have been commanded to believe in the whole book of Allah, and we have been commanded to follow all the commandments of Allah Azza wa Jalla. So both are important, both are necessary. Now the matter of muasharat and manners. If any person studies the Holy Quran, really he will come to know there are hundreds of commandments of Allah Azza wa Jal in the Holy Quran regarding muasharat and regarding manners. For example, what is muasharat? Muasharat means in which way we behave with our parents, wives, children, family, neighbors, relatives and other people. Regarding each and every person, Allah Azza wa Jal has given us commandments. For example, regarding parents, in how many places Allah Azza wa Jal has commanded us and He has guided us what our behavior should be regarding our parents. So in simple words, Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned, in brief words, Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned, وَبِلْ وَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Do good with your parents. It's a general word. Do good in every aspect of your life, at every step of your life, in every matter of life, you will have to do good with your parents. Whether that belongs to your speaking style, or that belongs to your entering into the home, or you are coming out of the home, or you are providing your services to your parents, in each and every aspect of your life, you will have to do good with your parents. That is regarding parents. And there is another commandment regarding wives. Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned, وَعَاشِرُوهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. Behave with them honorably. Live with them honorably. Mean it is obligation upon you to give honor to them, to behave with them in the best way. You will have to live with them, but your living with them should be in appropriate manner. Not inappropriate manner. In another ayah, Allah said, Hunna libasul lakum wa antum libasul lahum. You are dressed for them and they are dressed for you. Means the dress is the decoration of a person, and that dress covers the faults of a person, that covers the hidden things of a person. So every one of them, means husband and wife, every one of them, they should cover the faults of each other, and they should be that they should prove themselves as the decoration for their spouse. That is the commandment of Sharia regarding wives. As far as the matter of relatives is concerned, Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned, وَآتِ ذَا الْقُرْبَى حَقَّهُمْ. Give due right to your relatives. So give due right to your relative. What is due right? So it has a big detail which have been mentioned in ahadith. So in these words, Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned the basic rule, وَآتِ ذَا الْقُرْبَى حَقَّهُ, means there is a due right regarding our relative to fulfill the rights of our relatives. Then the fourth thing regarding our neighbors, so how many commandments of Quran and hadith regarding that? For example, there are many verses of the Holy Quran, Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned in detail, وَالْجَارِ الْجُنُوبِ وَالصَّاحِبِ بِالْجَنْبِ, the distant neighbor, the close neighbor, the distant neighbor who is very far from you, but he is considered as your neighbor. Your close neighbor means your and his wall is
same.
So that is close neighbor. So Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned the rights of both, the distant neighbor, the close neighbor. And ahadith, subhanallah, if we study those ahadith, so if we read only one hadith, that would be enough for that purpose. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam once said, wallahi 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 la yu'minu. I swear Allah, that person is not mu'min. I swear Allah, that person is not mu'min. I swear Allah, that person is not mu'min. Sahaba ikram asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is that person which is not mu'min? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that person from whose evils his neighbor is not safe. Means the person whose evils reach to his neighbors, and his neighbor is not safe from the evils of his neighbor, that person, that teasing person, is not mu'min. He is not mu'min. And the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is swearing on that. That is that these are the rights of neighbor. So that is the matter of muasharat, which just in the light of some ayah I have mentioned. Otherwise, that is a big topic. If I discuss and if I recite the verses of the Holy Quran, so really there are hundreds of verses of the Holy Quran regarding the matters of muasharat. Now, as far as the matter of manners, so regarding manners, If we read the books of ahadith, so really there is a particular chapter in every book of hadith with the name of Kitabul Adab. Kitabul Adab means the book of manners. Manners of eating, manners of drinking, manners of sleeping, manners of speaking, manners of visiting sick, manners of host and guest, manners of other aspects of life, other actions of life. Regarding everything, there are many manners. And if we study the Holy Quran, if we recite the Holy Quran, so there are many verses of the Holy Quran in which Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned manners. For example, there is one ayah. Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned in that ayah the qualities of His beloved people, of His beloved bondmen. He said, وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنًا. The special bondmen of Allah are those who walk on the earth in humbleness.
Subhanallah.
So it means humbleness should appear from their walking style. When they walk on the earth, so humbleness should appear from them. So it means Allah mentioned the manner of walking. Then there is another ayah, Allah mentioned in that, وَلَا تَمْشِ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحَ إِنَّكَ لَن تَخْرِقَ الْأَرْضَ وَلَن تَبْرِغَ الْجِبَالَ طُولًا. Don't walk on the earth arrogantly. إِنَّكَ لَن تَخْرِقَ الْأَرْضَ. You will never be able to tear the earth apart. وَلَن تَبْرُغَ الْجِبَالَ طُولًا. And you will never be able to reach the height of mountains. So in this ayah, Allah Azza wa Jalla again mentioned the manners of walking on earth. How should we walk? What should be our walking style? There is another ayah in which Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned the manners of speaking. How do we speak? What should be our speaking style? What should be the volume, even the volume of our voice? that should be too high or that should be too low. So Allah mentioned, وَلَا تُصَعِرْ خَدَّكَ لِلنَّاسِ وَلَا تَمْشِي فِي الْأَرْضِ مَارَحًا إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ كُلَّ مُخْتَارٍ فَخُورٍ وَقْصِدْ فِي مَشِيكَ وَغْضُضْ مِنْ صَوْتِكَ إِنَّ أَنْكَرَ الْأَصْوَاتِ لَصَوْتِ الْحَمِيدِ. Basically, that ayah is the advice and the admonish of Sayyidina Luqman رضي الله تعالى to his son. So Sayyidina Luqman رضي الله تعالى عنه advised his son in these words, وَلَا تُصَعِرْ خَدَّكَ لِلنَّاسِ. Don't turn away your cheek, means don't turn away your face in pride when you speak to other people. So from your speaking style, arrogance and pride must not appear. Means you should speak to them attentively, you should pay attention towards them, you should speak to them in humbleness, not with pride and arrogance. وَلَا تُصَعِرْ خَدَّكَ لِلنَّاسِ. Don't turn away your face from the people in arrogance, in pride. وَلَا تَمْشِي فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحًا. The same. Don't walk on the earth arrogantly. Then Allah said, وَقْصِدْ فِي مَشِيكَ. Be moderate in your walking. Be moderate in your walking. That is walking style. Then as Allah said, وَغْضُضْ مِنْ صَوْتِكَ. And lower your voice. Lower your voice. إِنَّ أَنْكَرَ الْأَصْوَاتِ لَصَوْتُ الْحَمِيرِ. Indeed, the harshest of the voices is the braying of donkey. Mean those people who shout, when they speak, they shout and their volume is very high and they tease other people through their speaking style. So Allah said that is the style of donkey. When donkeys braying, so that time other people get disturbed by that. So in these ayah, if we look in the meaning of these ayah, we come to know Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned the manners of speaking, the manners of walking, the manners of many other things. So these are the manners. So what you ask me, muasharat and manners. So these are mentioned in the, these have been mentioned in the Holy Quran, and Allah Azza wa Jalla has given us many guidance and many instructions regarding that. So that's where now it would be our responsibility to first of all to learn these guidance of Allah Azza wa Jal, then follow them. And that is a very, I would say, that is a very strange thing, that mostly Muslims are very away from the matters of muasharat and manners. Non-Muslims, they are famous with manners, that their manners are very good, they are well behaved. When they speak to someone, they speak with smiling face, and they speak gently and politely. Their style is very good. They give respect to other people. And when we go to other fellow Muslims, so their behavior is totally changed. Their speaking style is something different, and their eating style is something different. Other things are different. So I think that is our need to learn, then to follow these commandments of Quran and Hadith. Otherwise, nowadays, what is problem with us? People of the world, they don't look at our beliefs, because beliefs are our own matter. Those are in our hearts. They don't look at our worships, because we do our worship in masjid or at our home. But they look at our business, employment, interaction with other people, and our akhlaq, our manners, our muasharat. So they look at that. When they observe that we are not good at them, at these things, so then they get disturbed by the understanding of Islam, because they consider these are the teachings of their religion. Because in the whole world, most of the people, if they are following one way, the harsh and the hard and the difficult and not well behaved manner, so they consider these are the commandments of their religion. That's why they are following that. Otherwise, if we follow these commandments of Sharia and our muasharat and our manners and our akhlaq are good for other people, so really they will take good understanding of Islam, they will take Islam as a full of manner religion. But that is our, you can fault. Say that is our weaknesses, and that is our mistakes. That we have given the negative picture of Islam to other people.
Mr. Mutsab, I mean, just now you were making mention of those people who are more concerned with worship. They are, you know, very punctual in their worships. but they are very weak in their ma'asharat, their relationships with others, their moral character, the way they deal others. So my question is that if someone is very punctual and perfect in his worships, but he is very weak in ma'asharat, in his relationship with others, in this way that he is unable to fulfill the rights of his parent, his wife, his children and the other members of the society. So, is this attitude or behavior will prove harmful for him in hereafter? And then what are the effects of this kind of attitude over Muslim society overall?
What would be the impact of that kind of behavior over the Muslim society? So, that is obvious.
Ji.
Because we, if we go to those countries, those third world countries,
Ji.
Where the matter of manners is very weak and very negative, so we know the condition of those countries. And those countries where the manners are followed and they are exercised by every person, so the condition of those countries is very good. And now, regarding that person, those people who are very, mashallah, who are very punctual in worships, and but they are very weak in the matters of mashallah and the manners. So now it depends upon those manners and the matters of muasharat, because some are desirable, means those are, if they do that, that will be very good. But if they don't do that, so there is no harm for them, as that which are called mustahabbat. But there are something which are farz, which are wajib, or which are sunnah. So if they are neglectful in the matters of farz and wajib, then it must be harmful for them. It must be harmful for them according to the warnings. According to the warnings, I remember one hadith now. One woman was mentioned in front of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that she was very punctual in worship. She offers prayer and she gives charity a lot, and she fasts voluntarily. Even voluntarily, she fasts too much. But she is not. She doesn't have good relations with her neighbors. She teases her neighbors. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, she will go to hell.
Allah.
She will go to hell. Though she offers prayer, she fasts voluntarily, she gives charity, and in these worships, she's very good. But because she teases neighbors, because of that, she will be thrown into hell. Then another woman was mentioned in front of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya Rasulullah, there is another woman, she is not, she doesn't offer nafal prayer, she doesn't give charity, very expensive things, just ordinary things she gives in charity, and so she is, you can say, so in the matters of worship, but she is well behaved with her neighbors. The Holy Prophet answered, she will go to paradise. She will go to paradise. Now see, one woman is punctual in offering prayer, in observing fast, in giving charity, but because she teases her neighbors, because of that, she will be thrown into hell. So similarly, the matter of those people who are punctual in worship and in other things, but if their behavior is not good with other people, and if they tease other people without Sharia reason, so then this warning would be for those people. As we observe many people in masajid, they offer prayer with full khushu and khuzu. That is very good. That is very good. What is good? That is good. So they offer prayer with khushu, khuzu, mashallah. Allah increase their love with prayer. But if even in masjid, their behavior with other fellow offering prayer people is not good, so then might be the reward of their worship would be wasted, would be go in vain. So that's why they must be very careful regarding that matter. And really we observe, particularly in masajid, as that our observation, and that is not only in Pakistan. Really, if you go to UK, to South Africa, to other countries, even in those countries, the behavior of old people is very strange. Those are called Haji Sahiban and this and that. Their behavior is totally different from the impacts of their worships, because the impact of worship should be something else, as the worships should develop humbleness in their heart. That should develop the meditation of the fear of Allah in their heart. That should make them God-fearing people. Those worships should make them well-behaved people, but their behavior and their attitudes is too much negative, that the kids, the boys who go to masjid, only because of their negative behavior, they never go to masjid. And that is very common everywhere. So that's why those people, they must be very careful regarding their behavior, because that is also the commandment of Sharia. Prayer is first, but being well behaved with other people, not to tease other people is also first. That has been mentioned in the Holy Quran, that has been mentioned in Ahadith. As I have mentioned only one Hadith regarding neighbors, that person is not mu'min, wallahi that person is not mu'min, wallahi that person is not mu'min, from whose evils his neighbor is not safe. And for those people who tease their fellow Muslim, so the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, man aada musliman faqad aadani wa man aadani faqad aada Allah. Whosoever teases any Muslim, he teases me, and who teases me as he teases Allah azza wa jal. So that is the warning, that is the warning regarding that people, and that is the punishment of that people. So that's why we must be very careful in the matters of muasharat and manners. And sometimes what happens, because of the behavior of some people, many people gets away from religion, many people gets away from worship of Allah azza wa jal, many people get away from masajid and madaris and the religious people, and they make up the picture of the religious people in their mind that their attitude is always or mostly very negative, and they are not well behaved Muslim, and that's the picture of these Muslims. If I continually go to masjid, so I will become like that person. So that's why I should be avoid and I should be away from masjid, so that I can't become like these people.
The viewers of Madri Channel, it means that as worships are important, in the same way, our relationships with others are also important. As you know that Huzur sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَ. Best amongst you is that person who learns Quran and teaches others. So on the other hand, our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has also stated, khairukum li ahlihi. The best amongst you is the person who is best in conduct and treatment towards his wife. So as reading Quran and teaching it to other is description of our good personality, in the same way, behaving in a good way with our wives is also a good description of our personality. And as it is important to offer salah and we are able to earn the pleasure of Almighty Allah, in the same way our relationship with our father, as our beloved Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated, pleasure of Allah is in the pleasure of your father, and displeasure of Allah is in the displeasure of your father. So as salah earns us pleasure of Allah, in the same way our good behavior with our father will also earn us pleasure of Almighty Allah. So dear viewers of Madri Channel, if you are very punctual in your salah, so mubarak and congratulations to you. But at the same time, it is also very important for you to have good relationships with other fellow Muslims. In whatever capacity you are living in this world, there are some responsibilities which inevitably come upon your shoulder, and you have to fulfill them. As on the day of judgment, you will be asked about your worships, you will also be asked about the rights of others which you were not able to fulfill and which you violated because of ignorance.
Two other ayat are coming to my mind now regarding manners and regarding morals. Allah subhanahu mentioned in the Holy Quran, Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu la tadkhulu buyutan ghayra buyutikum hatta tasta'nisu wa tusallimu ala ahliha. Then Allah said, فَإِن لَمْ تَجِدُوا فِيهَا أَحَدًا فَلَا تَدْخُلُوهَا حَتَّى يُؤْذَنَ لَكُمْ وَإِن قِيلَ لَكُمْ رُجِعُوا فَرْجِعُوا هُوَ أَزْكَى لَكُمْ. Allah mentioned, O believers, do not enter the houses other than your own until you seek permission and you greet the people in those houses. And it is better for you. Then Allah said, فَإِن لَمْ تَجِدُوا فِيهَا أَحَدًا فَلَا تَدْخُلُوهَا. And if you don't find anyone in those houses, then never enter into those houses until you are given permission. Hatta yu'dhana lakum, until you are given permission. And if you are said, if it is said to you, go back. If the person doesn't want to meet you and he says you, go back, then go back. It would be better for you. Now in this ayah, Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned a minute matter which is very commonly ignored in our society. The people don't care these matters because in their eyes sometimes it is very minute matter, but it is very important because Allah Azza wa Jal particularly mentioned the matter of entrance into the house of someone. لَا تَدْخُلُوا بُيُوتًا غَيْرَ بُيُوتِكُمْ حَتَّى تَسْتَأْنِسُوا وَتُسَلِّمُوا عَلَىٰ أَهْلِهَا. It is important and it is necessary for you to seek permission first and then say salam to them. Then you should enter into the house. And if you don't find anyone into the house, then never enter the house until you are given permission. And if you are said that please go back, I don't have time, I don't meet you now, and I am busy this time, at the moment I am busy, so then go back. In قِيلَ لَكُمْ مُرْجِعُوا فَرْجِعُوا هُوَ أَزْكَى لَكُمْ. It is purer for you, it is better for you to do so. Because sometimes a person is busy and he is engaged in some matter, so he doesn't have time to meet you. So that's why if you haven't get permission already, and now you go to the house of someone without any appointment, so then if you are said go back, so then you should go back. Now if we look at our society, so if we go to the house of someone and he doesn't allow us to enter the house and he doesn't meet us that time, so really what will happen in our society, you know. We will break and we will cut our whole ties with those people who didn't allow us to meet them. That is our routine and that is our habit. But the commandments of Allah Azza wa Jal is different. And there is another ayah in which Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned the manners of our gatherings and our assemblies. Allah Azza wa Jal said in that ayah, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِذَا قِيلَ لَكُمْ تَفَصَّحُوا فِي الْمَجَالِسِ فَفْصَحُوا يَفْصَحِ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. O believers, if you are said, if you are requested to make room in your assemblies, in your gatherings, so then make room. If you make room, Allah will make room for you. يَفْصَحِ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. Allah will make room for you. Means when we are sitting in one gathering, in one assembly, and a new person comes to our majlis, to our gathering, so if we are congested there, so we should make room for that person, for that newcomer. And if we do that, now if we are said to make room in our gathering, and if we make room, then Allah Azza wa Jal will make room for us. So it means that is one manner of gathering, that is one manner of sitting with other people. Then we are in some gathering, so we will have to be careful about other people. No one should be come into difficulty because of us. If one person doesn't have room, so we should make room for that person. So now look at the meaning of this ayah. Even the matters of gatherings and assemblies, Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned in the Holy Quran. In that ayah, the first ayah, Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned the manners of entrance into the house of someone. And in this ayah, Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned the manners of gatherings and assemblies. So that's why I was saying manners are very important. Manners are very important, and these have been emphasized in Quran and in Ahadith a lot.
Acha Mufti Sahab, I mean, we say Islam is a complete code of life. Islam has solution for each and every issue and problem which Muslims are facing today or will face tomorrow. Islam has guidelines for each and every sphere of life. Each and every move, action or reaction in one way or other comes in any of the categories or in any of the, under any of the teachings which have been described by Islam. So my question is, what about those people who, try to learn or who try to find moral philosophy or other conducts of their life from other people, from other philosophers, from other books, even from the books of other religions? So what is the commandment of Sharia regarding these people, number one? And how would you make their mind to tell them that everything is available in Islam, come and learn?
Your question needs a detailed discussion. Because what are other philosophies and what are faults in those philosophies? And what is completeness and comprehension in Islam? So both needs a complete detail. So inshallah we will discuss. I have in my mind this topic. Inshallah we will discuss this matter in detail. So only if we look at the kinds of the commandments of Islam, what we have mentioned in our previous surah and in this program, so we would say how many aspects of the life of a person, his thoughts, his worships, his interactions with other people, his lifestyle, his manners of the life, these are the whole of a life of a person, whether he's a Muslim or not. And Allah Azza wa Jal and Islam has given us guidance regarding every aspect of life. So in that way, in brief words we can say, Islam is comprehensive religion because every aspect of life has been discussed and has been given guidance from Allah Azza wa Jal in detail. And a small detail of that we have mentioned in these programs, but inshallah in our next episodes we will discuss that matter in detail.
The viewers of Madani channel, we have come to know that as worshipping ibadat is important for us, and we will be asked about our ibadats on the day of judgment and hereafter, in the same way our relationships with others, our style of living, our treatment towards other people is also important, and on the day of judgment we will be asked about that as well. So it means that person is a complete person who not only worships Allah Azza wa Jal in best of the manners, but in the same way he also cares for the other fellow Muslims as well, and he tries his utmost to fulfill the rights of other Muslims. Inshallah we will speak about the same matter in detail, Allah willing, in future. Till that time I seek your permission and make dua that may Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal make us practicing Muslim. Amin, amin, bijah an-nabi al-amin. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The knowledge of Islam is precious like gold, because keys to success this knowledge does hold. The knowledge of Islam is precious like gold, because keys